The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Pat Carthy is with me now, though, from Hot Press to talk about the internet, Pat. And yes. the culling of the internet you would like to see happen.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to use this platform as a kind of a room 101 thing, and I'm going to get rid of... I presume you have that kind of power, do you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So I'm going to get rid of certain aspects of... And I know...
It's power I wield sparingly, though, so, you know, you're going
to
have to really make your case.
Well, I'll have to give you a convincing argument then, yeah. I mean, this is kind of a King Canute kind of thing, kicking against the waves. I don't think anything can be really done about this, but... King Canute at the same time was ruler of three different kingdoms, so maybe he was a bit smarter than the story.
I think the story as well is that he was showing in reality
he was showing that
he
only
was showing
the Lord
people that yeah that
has
he
the,
couldn't
has this power, that he couldn't do it.
So poor he wasn't King being, Canute gets a bad name
he
in history.
Get a bad name, yeah, yeah. That's the shortened version. That's the internet version of the story. You see, that's the problem. No, I was listening to Anton Savage's show a couple of weeks ago, and he had a consultant psychiatrist Professor Matthew Sadler was on, and he was talking about social media and its effect on people, and he was reckoning that social media should be treated like we treat cigarettes, you know, this kind of addiction to it, genuine addiction to it. He said the US Surgeon General has issued an advisory on it saying it's causing mental health issues in the young population, and it may have contributed to more than 300,000 cases of depression, and it's this kind of behavioral addiction. Now, there's nothing worse than some middle-aged guy coming on the radio and telling kids how to live their lives and what to do. So I'm not talking about them at all. I'm talking about my own experience of it.
Okay.
I was thinking about that. I gave up cigarettes years ago, so I'm currently off them.
So you've got the zeal of the reformer.
I'm only currently off them. If I make it to 80, I'm going to take them up seriously again. But it's this thing, this addiction. I didn't think I had this. And I went away for Easter. I was away for about 5 days, and as an experiment, I deleted Facebook and Twitter off my phone. And I did find myself, I found that kind of difficult. I was
really?
Still reaching for it. And they also, one of the main things I do is review books, you know, so that obviously takes time. I have to sit and read these books and all this. And I have to, I really have to take the phone and bury it in the back garden or switch it off, or I'm going to be reaching towards this thing. So I didn't realise I had this problem myself. So what I've done is I've deleted them off my phone, and I'm currently trying to deal with that. But it is like, it is, for me, sorry, I'm not going to, what was it doing for me? So if you're talking about this infinite scrolling I'm going through, so someone sends you a link to a cat being thrown off over a hedge or something like that, or whatever it might be, you know, and you look at this, and then your hand just, you know, goes up without you thinking, and then you look up, and a half an hour is gone, or an hour is gone. And then I was talking to someone recently, a very sensible person who, you know, so sensible, she had two children with me in the past. So I know she's sensible. And she was saying, what are you talking about? An hour and a half, a whole day can disappear on this stuff.
Yeah.
You know? Now, do you find that? Are you in that kind of situation?
Yeah, I think everybody listening to the show is in that situation. And I think if they're not, they've got remarkable self-control or they're lying, one or the other. Yeah. And I suspect it's more the latter, probably. I don't think we have. I think that they are built to kind of to bypass our self-control.
Of course, yeah. And I don't want to, I'm not here to point the finger at capitalism in general. Mm. I mean, Facebook and Twitter and all these other companies, and you were talking about TikTok earlier on and ByteDance or whoever it is. You know, these aren't charitable organizations. They're here to make money. That's the way capitalism works. I'm not, you know, and you have to take your hat off to them, I suppose, in the first place for inventing something we didn't know we wanted and now we can't live without. That's a pretty good trick.
How long, though, when you went away for a few days, how long did it take you before you felt comfortable without them?
Well, first of all, I went to Germany, right? So I know you were on a longer flight last week. Mm. You know, I was listening, of course, I was, to every minute of that excellent content that we had last week. And what's the first thing when the plane lands? What does everybody do?
Well, you turn on your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, before you even
the light.
Literally, when the wheels touch the ground, you think to yourself, well, they're not going to crash the phone now for a bit of interference.
Yeah, the plane isn't going to explode. If it explodes now, I might survive.
Yeah.
And, but I mean, it's obviously it's different
you
for you.
All these zzz,
I mean, you're
beep, beep.
You're Kieran Cuddihy, so the president might have been ringing saying, "Did you get there all
well,
right?"
That's true.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, but for all the rest of us, you know, we can't. So you, if you're on a 3-hour flight, the first thing you do is turn this back on. So you can't even last 3 hours. So, or I can't. And I did find myself reaching for it.
Yeah.
In this couple of days, and as I say, I have deleted them off my phone now. Still have the accounts because what I do, you know, if I'm reviewing stuff or whatever it is, obviously I want people to read it. So I'm you know, tweet. Yeah. If I'm in the Business Post or wherever I am, you know, tweeting stuff around. That's the point of it for me, you know, to try and get some sort of attention. So maybe some editor will say, oh, that fella's all right, we'll hire him again, you know, that kind of a way.
So do you find it liberating not having them on your phone?
Like, I do.
Do you find now you're in situations, be it in a coffee shop or just walking around, where you would have had your head in your phone in the past?
Yeah, possibly, yeah. And as I say, I mean, I'm not saying to people that, you should be reading books. I'm not preaching to people. Sure, if you want to read books, great. If you don't, if you want to look at your phone, that's fine too. Whatever, live your life, you know. I'm only saying for me, this is what I prefer to be at. And I didn't realise I had a kind of addiction to it, you know.
Yeah.
And just what your man said about cigarettes. Now, he also said we should bring in a charge for people using their phone. I think that's kind of ridiculous. That's unlikely.
Yeah.
You know? And I mean, and there was an editorial about by Stephen Donnelly last year where he was talking about it. There was a couple of schools in Greystones, and they brought in this voluntary thing of banning the phones, you know. And I think he lives somewhere near there. Maybe his kids were in the schools or something like that. And he was talking about that. And then the article also talked about there's a village in India where they have a charge. There's a fine if you use your phone between certain hours. They have a voluntary ban. I don't know I think that's all pie in the sky stuff. I don't think that's... I'm only talking about myself, what I'm trying to do. But it's a real thing.
So do you think the world would be a better place without social media?
Well, there was an article in the New Yorker last week, and another psychiatrist was talking about, and he put forward that if this demon had appeared in the 2000s or whenever social media first came along and said, here's three boxes, you know, or whenever the internet came along, he says, here's the internet. And I think the internet is a great thing, of course I do. And he says, and everyone would go, yeah, that's great, that sounds great. Well, we can do this, we can have maps. And then here's smartphones, you can have a phone, you know, you can be in touch with everyone. Wow, that's a great idea. Here's box three, social media. He reckons a lot of people say, no, no, we don't want that. Don't open that box, you know.
Yeah.
But I just think what good does it do?
Yeah, I don't think I'd like to go back to a pre-internet world. I think it's very, very handy.
Don't get me wrong.
But I think
I love the internet.
Do you know what? It's just smartphones, actually.
Well, it's not even smartphones.
I wouldn't even mind the social media if it existed on my laptop or desktop.
When you drive home this evening, if you know you might, well, obviously you know the way home, but if you were driving somewhere where you didn't know, you could have the maps on your phone, you could have a bit of music playing on your phone. Nothing wrong with that. I think smartphones are great jokes.
Mm.
You know, it's just this particular insidious aspect of it that I think should go.
Yeah, I don't know if you're going to last until you're 80. You might.
The cigarettes?
With the cigarettes you might, but I don't know. I think you're going to have Facebook back downloaded
again.
No,
I still have it. I haven't deleted the account and I have it on the computer at home. But I think
so
that's okay.
You're like the smoker who still has the packet of fags up on the shelf just in case you need them.
Will you stop picking holes in it? Yeah, I suppose. But I don't have it walking around. That's what I'm trying. And it's only an experiment for myself. But I just wonder if there's other people who feel the same way about it.
Talking about addictions, as one of our listeners, mobile phones are on a different level. I was in a shopping centre and decided to go to the toilet. As a guy, I only needed a pee, so I went to the urinals, and here's a guy with the phone in one hand texting and the other on his thingamajig and not a care in the world. Has it got that bad that people eat, sleep and can't do without being connected to the world? It is no wonder people are so anxious. I'll confess to having been that guy possibly more than once.
Ah, yeah. I lost a phone through a similar operation where it fell in where it wasn't supposed to, and that was the end of that, you know. So that'll show you.
Well, at least you didn't try and retrieve it. Pat, listen, great to talk to you.
Thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.